Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, online all of the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. It's that time for all the news you can't beat with a steel shower head stuffed in a sock. Details on that in a minute. This is The Ramble.
Oh man, I can't wait for that story. But first, emo kids are taking a stand after weeks of violence targeting them in Mexico. Last week, emo kids protested and met with police to talk about the problem. Okay, what were they protesting about? So emo, it means the same thing in Mexico as it does in the U.S. Emo is an emotional. The subgroup is characterized as skinny kids in black eyeliner and tight jeans, black dyed hair hanging over their eyes. And earlier this month, hundreds of people in a town north of Mexico City ganged up on these kids and beat them up, cheering and shouting horrible things. Kill the emos?
Oh my.
This is really awful. The attack had been organized on the internet. Cell phone videos of the beating showed up online. A week later, these kids were harassed in Mexico City itself, and the police came out to protect them. Members of other music-based subcultures, known as metalheads and punks, are among those blamed for these attacks.
Wait, so the metalheads and the punks
are beating up on
the emo kids?
Yeah, that's what happened. Some say the anti-emo sentiment in Mexico is anti-homosexual, as emo is often identified with homosexuality. But now the emo kids are standing up for themselves, and they're fighting back.
Just music, everybody.
I know, just let's make all be love, not war.
Amigos, come on now. South Korea's president Lee Myung-bak said yesterday he'll donate his entire salary to the poor. Okay, this is his salary, apparently. Roughly $16,000 in his first presidential salary check, but told reporters he's unsure of the exact amount. Now, he experienced extreme poverty as a child, and he put himself through school, working manual labor jobs, rose to the ranks of a CEO of an engineering and construction company. As the mayor of Seoul from 02 to 04, he donated his salary to children of street cleaners and firefighters. So this is something he's done before.
Yeah.
And during his campaign, he pledged to donate his entire personal fortune of $30.2 million to the poor, saying he would only keep a retirement house. Now, that pledge is yet to be delivered, but a presidential official says, quote, "We believe he will keep his promise."
That's a big promise, but very heartfelt. A Vatican newspaper said yesterday that Islam has passed Roman Catholicism as the world's largest religion. Now, personally, I don't know if this is really new, but it's new that the Vatican is saying it.
Okay.
Monsignor Vittorio Formenti was quoted as saying, "For the first time in history, we are no longer at the top. Muslims have overtaken us." This is obviously a statement that seems to be imbued with a little bit of inflammatory language there. Catholics account for 17.4% of the world population, while Muslims are more than 19% of the total.
That's
according to
him.
Formenti.
Right.
He said the number of Catholics stayed relatively stable while the Muslim percentage was growing due to higher birth rates.
All right, so he's saying that they're breeding. Is that his sort of suggestion?
He seems to be suggesting that Muslims are reproducing at a higher rate. Again, we have nothing to back this up. This is just what the Catholics are saying. And clearly this comes within the context of there's been some dissension between Catholic leadership, and Pope Benedict made some inflammatory remarks that were linked to some kind of ancient Islamic text that he said was violent. It's catapulted into this big standoff. But they're trying to build a bridge. They're having a big summit this year, Catholic leaders and Muslim leaders. So they're trying to make friends. But this is
maybe you shouldn't say that at that
controversial
building thing. All right. This story is from a local newspaper up near where I spend weekends sometimes. Peace, Love, Woodstock, right? Mm-hmm. Next town over, town or two over,
a little rougher,
shall we say. There was a big throwdown in the Shopping Right parking lot Saturday night in Ellenville. Two women, Anna Rosa Soto and Chanel Johnson, had it. They'd been arguing all week. Soto threatened Johnson, according to police. So you know what Johnson did? Stuffed a steel shower head in a sock. Then she used that to club Soto when Soto approached her in the parking lot of the ShopRite. They were both charged with second-degree assault, a felony, and a misdemeanor fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon. The weapon, again, a steel shower head in a stuffed sock.
I love that she thought so far as to say, I'm going to put it in the sock because then I can swing it around.
It's like a club.
I can make it an even more devastating instrument.
And ladies, there is a large correctional facility in Ellenville, so just letting you know that next time you decide to put a shower head in a sock. Hey, that's your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.